Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That was a big part of us moving the ball, and certainly Tom's had two big plays to Rob on the touchdown drive, on the play action, and then hitting him down the seam. That was some great play calling by Josh and great execution by Tom and Rob. You know, Julian's always gives us those kind of plays, tough catches, catch and run plays, breaking tackles for a few extra yards, third down. So, he did a tremendous job.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Bill Belichick, the brain. And let's get out to Ryan Hannibal, working with WEEI at Super Bowl 53, and obviously been helping us. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Ryan.
Not bad. How about you guys?
Well, I think everybody's kind of just feeling a little bit amazed at everything that happened. I mean, if you stop and think about it, the Rams had a pretty good defensive game plan holding the Patriots to 13, but the 16 total points, you hold them to 3. It's a little better game plan. How what was your take? How surprised were you by the way that game played out?
I mean, I wasn't like everybody else thinking it was going to be a high-scoring game, but I definitely did not see that at all. I thought that the Patriots would come out with a game plan that they were going to shut down Todd Gurley and, force the ball into Jared Goff's hands and he would make some mistakes. But I didn't see it, going like that. And then on the other side of the ball, I didn't see the Patriots offense struggling that much and Tom Brady struggling as much as he did, especially early on in that game. And, early on, Brady didn't look himself at all. And he looked like a guy that was, in Jared Goff's shoes, very inexperienced. But in the end, Brady made the throws when he needed to on that touchdown drive. And, the playmakers for the Patriots stepped up when they needed to. And on the flip side for the Rams, they really didn't. And the Patriots did a great job of taking that away. So, overall, it was a very, very surprising outcome and probably not the game that, all of America wanted to see.
Ryan, take us inside the Patriots locker room post-game during the celebration, during the post-game comments. What will you remember most that you either saw or heard?
It's sort of weird because, this team's been through, some, really, really exciting Super Bowls. The Seattle one, the Falcons one. So last night felt like just, I'm not going to say just another game because it was a Super Bowl, but there wasn't that, super energy excitement. I mean, they were excited, but nothing like the last two that the Patriots have had. And, that just sort of speaks to the games that the Patriots have played in compared to, this one where it wasn't as climatic. But, there weren't many players in that team that, were winning the Super Bowl for the first time. Like, the most emotional player was probably Jason McCourty. That was his first title after, watching his brother win all the ones with the Patriots. But, I guess overall it just wasn't that same, upbeat, very excited, rah-rah, what it was for the last couple.
What happens now? I know Brian Flores is leaving. They've got a ton of draft picks. Is this a chance to reload and get more of the playmakers that they seemingly didn't have this year or people complained about? What happens in the future with this team? Who leaves? Who comes back?
Yeah. So Brian Flores is going to go down to Miami today, become their new head coach. All the reports say that Greg Schiano is going to come in and take his place in the defense. It's not known yet if he's going to actually have the defensive coordinator title or not, or just be, what basically Brian Flores was this year. But Schiano goes way back with Belichick. They have a really good relationship. So, and Schiano coached a couple of those players at Rutgers. So there's some familiarity there. So that helps the Patriots. And then, like you said, they have 10 draft picks. So they have the ability to add a couple of playmakers if they want to, package some of those picks to move up. I think they have, some areas that they need to address. They have to bring in some young wide receivers. The only receiver under contract for next year is Edelman. So I'm sure they're going to, add a couple guys there, some big names there probably, whether it's a draft or the free agency. And then you look at the defense, they're probably going to have to address the defensive line, bring in some new guys there, maybe a safety or two, another cornerback. So there's not like you're going to the offseason being like, oh, we won the Super Bowl, we're going to be just fine. This is probably going to be a completely different team next year that's, looking a lot different than what we saw last night. Probably even better, for that matter.
Ryan, the game plan will go down as one of the best in Super Bowl history defensively, I think, because of what it resulted in against the NFL's second highest scoring offense during the regular season. And yet, post-game, Bill Belichick talked about that, but he also talked about the offensive adjustment by Josh McDaniels, which in the second half he felt like, and the Patriots believe, led to their success in that touchdown drive, which was so important. What was it?
Yeah, they went to a two tight end set. They had more of Dwayne Allen, and that freed up Rob Gronkowski, which he had those two big catches on that touchdown drive, including the 29 yarder to get down to the 2 yard line. I think that, you know, it was a small wrinkle, and you know, obviously it didn't, you know, work wonders. I think they only had like 10 or 15 more yards than they did in the first half, but they scored more points, and that's all that mattered. And I think that's the one thing about Josh McDaniels that is so great, is he's constantly making those tweaks and minor adjustments, and usually they pay off just like they did last night. So it was a minor thing, but whatever, you know, having that other tight end on the field was able to get Gronkowski better matchups, and obviously it paid off with those big catches.
What are you expecting to see from the defense versus what you actually saw from that defense? I mean, they went to some zone. They played a lot of guys at the line of scrimmage. They really mixed things up and seemed to confuse not only the quarterback, but Sean McVay as well.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes this defense so good, is that they may not have the elite talent player, but they have so many guys that have been in the system for so long and are smart football players. They can do those different things. They can give different looks. They can, you know, they can blitz on one play, then on third down they can drop seven guys back into coverage. And they also have some versatile players that can do different things. Like, you know, you can have a guy like Kyle Van Noy who can rush the passer on one play, stop the run on the next play, but then drop back into coverage on the play after that. They just have so many guys on that defense that are so versatile, and I think that's something that Bill Belichick looks for when he's constructing a defense. And, you know, while they only had one Pro Bowler on that unit, Stephon Gilmore, they really have a bunch of guys that come together. They're smart football players. They know how to work and play together. I think that was the biggest key last night.
Ryan, it's been 98 whole days since Boston celebrated a sports championship when the Red Sox beat the Dodgers. So nobody's going to fall for the whole, oh, boy, Boston needs this storyline. I don't think people are buying the whole, you know, world us against the world type of thing, too. I think people believed in the Patriots more than they probably thought, and they use that as fuel, whatever. But I think it was interesting to hear Rob Gronkowski after the game, when you talk about players who, you know, are being asked about retirement and are they walking away. He called this the most satisfying year that he's been a part of. He's been part of a lot, but why was this the most satisfying to him?
I think because it wasn't easy for him. Like, there were a lot of things that were going against him. He had the nagging ankle injuries. He had the nagging back injuries. He hadn't really been sort of written off by, you know, most people ever before in his entire career. He was always, you know, a guy that had injuries being the reason why he wasn't producing on the field. Whereas this year, it was just, you know, his body wasn't the same and he wasn't able to produce. But I think he really took a lot of satisfaction in how he performed down the stretch. And he had probably his two best games of the season in this last two games, the AFC title game and then this one last night. I think also just from the team standpoint, where this wasn't, you know, some past Super Bowl seasons where everything was great. They started out 1-2. They had that bad loss against Tennessee. They lost back-to-back games in December. So there were a lot of things that weren't going their way, and they were able to fight through that and in the end, you know, play their best football when it mattered most, and it showed last night.
You know, it's just, we're so used to seeing that team win that it's hard to step back and consider what they have achieved. But the fact is that they've won three of the last five, and they've won six now, which ties them with the Steelers. What would it take for this dynasty to end? Obviously, Belichick, right? Or Brady?
I think that's exactly what it is, Belichick or Brady. I mean, I can't imagine them having the same success. Let's just say that Brady retires in 2 years and Bill stays there. Like, I can't see them having the same run of success with another quarterback there. Sure, I mean, Bill Belichick's, you know, one of the greatest coaches in the history of the game, so, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs, but you just really can't, you know, imagine a team having this run of success, you know, again. And I think Robert Kraft sort of spoke to that last night, where he singled those two guys out, basically saying, like, this run isn't possible without them two. And I think that's the thing that he's sort of preaching, is that, you know, these are the two guys that are the pillars of this run, and that's who they count on the most. And they're just along for the ride, because once one of them goes away, this whole run of great success is probably going to come to an end.
Ryan, two things related to that. Number one, is there any underlying fear? It's the NFL. You never know. that Bill Belichick might walk away somehow from this, and he might be the surprise retirement that everybody's bracing for or has to deal with. And number two, where does Belichick and Brian Flores begin? Because I think that, you know, for all the talk, the brain that we're giving credit for, it's all Belichick, but you hear very little about Brian Flores getting credit, even though he's becoming a head coach today.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think that maybe just because he doesn't have the official defensive coordinator title, people, you know, sort of overlook him and you know, what he does. And I think that's sort of what happens in New England, whereas, you know, when everything goes well, especially on defense, everybody points to Belichick. And so those guys under him don't really get the credit they deserve. But when you talk to the players last night, they gave, you know, it was beyond just Brian Flores. It was the cornerbacks coach. It was the safeties coach. It was the linebackers coach, just for all the work that they put in. And I think that's true. These coaches, it goes beyond Belichick. They put the time in, and they're the ones that come up with these game plans that work. And, you know, the players are put in the best positions to succeed. So, yeah, I do think that guys like Brian Flores don't get, you know, what they deserve. And as for Belichick, you know, that's sort of been the thing that people have been talking about, especially this weekend, is, like, what would it take for him to walk away? I mean, he's 66 years old. He's won all these Super Bowls. But you look at him, and he seems to still enjoy what he's doing. He still has that energy. He still has that focus. He still seems to enjoy it. And I also think that there are so many moving parts this offseason, with Brian Flores leaving, Chad O'Shea, you know, going with him to Miami. But I don't think Belichick would want to leave this team without, you know, being in the right place to move on without him. I think that he would want to make sure that succession is as easy as possible. And this year wouldn't be it, because you would have a new defensive coordinator. You'd have a new offensive coordinator with McDaniels moving to head coach. So I just don't think this is the offseason for that.
Yeah, it's really kind of extraordinary when you think about it. And Tom has said never forever and ever, and we wonder about playmakers. You know, Josh Gordon, you thought he might be a playmaker and a guy down the field. They still could use that. I mean, it was amazing to watch what Edelman was able to do, and what was it, 10 catches, 8 of them for first downs. How many playmakers, or how do they operate without big-time playmakers? And I know Gronk came on, but, you know, he could be done too, thanks to TB12 method.
Yeah, yes. I would say it's the running game, and that's something that they haven't really had to rely on much in the past, because they've had so many playmakers and they've had Tom Brady. But, you know, the offensive line did a great job last night against, you know, one of the best defensive fronts. And Sony Michel, he had a solid game, and he didn't go over 100 yards, but he was up there. He ran the ball enough to you know, be a success in the game, and it also helped set up play action and free up the defense in that sense. So they just had more of a running game than they ever had in the past, and just that little bit is able to not only be productive on the ground and, you know, make manageable third downs, but also keep the defense honest, and that's just something that we haven't seen in the past. This offensive line, led by Dante Scarnecchia, might have been, you know, had to have been, you know, top three best offensive lines that Brady's ever had in front of him. So I think that had a lot to do with it.
Ryan, we've appreciated all your reports all week from Atlanta, from the Patriots' perspective leading up to the big game. I think you said it was your fourth Super Bowl. I don't think you're 30 years old yet. You've been spoiled during the early part covering a team that's a dynasty. Of all the Super Bowls you've covered already, what will stand out about the Atlanta experience?
I liked Atlanta. It was a nice city. Everything was compact. You know, we wish the weather would be warmer. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is a great, great place. It looks cool from the outside, but it's even better inside. Seeing the roof, you know, open for the flyover and then closed right away was really cool. And it's just a cool stadium. It's a big, big place, and it's you know, it, I guess, you know, it's one of the newer stadiums in the NFL, obviously. And, you know, if stadiums can continue to be built like that, I think, you know, that's going to make for a really great experience going to some games.
Ryan, thanks a ton. Really, really enjoyed talking to you all week, and amazing to watch what happened in that Super Bowl.
Thanks, Ryan.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.